This is the Tirubhav Mahotsav of Srila Prabhupada, 2009, celebrated at Radhakund. Prabhupada entered the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Nityalila Pravishta. Prabhupada entered into the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna on this day, November 14th, 1977, at 7:30 in the evening. I think it was 7:24 actually. 7:24 in the evening, Prabhupada left this world in Vrindavan, surrounded by his loving devotees, disciples, and his Bhajan Gutir and Raman Reti, at the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram, the lotus feet of Gornitai, and the lotus feet of Radhasham Sundar, Lita Vishaka. Prabhupada departed from this world. 1977, that was 32 years ago. It's of course a day of great lamentation, but a day of great happiness. Harsh and Shok, happiness and lamentation. Happiness that he went to rejoin his eternal lords, Gornitai, Radhasham Sundar, but lamentation because we lost his personal association, his vani, his living vani, his blessings, his chastisement, his darshan, his moving amongst us and purifying us with his glance and his touch of his lotus feet would no longer be experienced in this world anymore. So it's a day of great sadness. It's also a day of great joy. Prabhupada, I want to speak something about serving Guru and separation, which we thought to speak in Vrindavan, but we were speaking here. In 1958, Srila Prabhupada composed a ashtakam, eight prayers in glorification of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Sanatha Saraswati. Viraha Ashtakam. It's interesting, we're discussing this theme in Bhajan Rahasyam, Satmayam Sarana. This is the bhajan at the level of prema, or bhava and prema, where one feels great separation from Radha and Krishna in the moods and mellows and aspiring for the internal sevas and eternal sevas of Raghunath Das and Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, as told in Vilap Kusumanjali. And Prabhupada was feeling intense separation from his Guru Maharaj, Guru Viraha. We have Govinda Virahiname, Yugayitam Name Shena Chakshusha Pravishayitam, Shunyayitam Jagat Savam Govinda Virahiname. Radharani is praying, oh Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment away from you. A moment without seeing you is like a yuga. It's like 4 million years. That's so long. It's like a millennium. Yuga, yada. Like many millenniums. Chakshusha pravishayitam. And in this separation, tears are falling from my eyes like the monsoon season. That's Govinda Virahiname. Radharani's feeling Govinda Viraha. Intense separation from her Lord Govinda. Govinda Dev. Govinda Ji. That is her mood. And Krishna is experiencing her Radhabhav, her Madanaki Mahabhav, her Virahabhav and Gambira, and reciting this verse of Shikshastakam. Not Shikshastakam, Lord Chaitanya's prayer. So here Prabhupada wrote the Viraha Ashtakam. The Viraha Ashtakam. This is Guru Viraha. Separation from Guru. And one can feel in the same way that one moment separated without seeing my Guru, without being in association, my Guru Vapu, the form of my Guru. For 1 minute, I feel like the pain and burning pain of millions of years. Our Guru Vani, if I'm separated from the Guru Vani, if I'm separated from the words of my spiritual master, for 1 moment, Nimesha, Yugayita Nimeshena, Nimesha. Nimesha is a measurement of time. Matra, Nimesha, Chuti. Chuti is also a measurement of time. In the Vedic mathematics, the very fine sciences of the Vedas, on Vedic mathematics or something, there's Vedic math, and they divided time into very, very small portions. The time is divided, they even divide the second. For us, the second is the smallest measurement of time, generally. Seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, and then Haribo. It's all over. Life is measured in seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, years, and ultimately in breaths. How many breaths? But in the Vedas, they divide time all the way. 1 second is divided into 1,700 parts. And 1/1,700th of a second is called a chuti. Not a very long period of time. So the nimesha, what is the length of time of nimesha? Nimesha is considered to be the length of time it takes to blink your eyes. Eye blink. The time to blink the eyes, which is supposedly 1/60th of a second. The eyes are blinking. We're always blinking all the time so that the fluid, the eye fluid, can wash over the cornea and the eye, to keep the eye moist. Otherwise, we become infected with disease or some difficulty, so much sand. And the gopis are considering, Radharani's considering, that if I can't see Krishna for the blink of an eye, then I've just burn up in that viraha agni. In a similar way, Prabhupada was feeling separation from the Guru Vani, or not the Vani, but the Guru Vapu, of his Guru Viraha, that if I can't see my Guru for the blink of an eye, I feel like that's 1,000 years of separation, the pain of 1,000 years of separation. Or if I'm separated from the instructions, Guru Vani, Guru Vapu, Vani means words, Guru Vani, if I'm separated from the words of my spiritual master for the blink of an eye, then everything is finished, nashtoga. I feel if I'm separated from one blink of an eye, the time of one blink of an eye, if I'm separated from the instructions of my Guru, Sri Guru, then that separation is like millions or thousands of years of separation. Now this is Guru Viraha, separation from Guru. So Prabhupada wrote an entire prayer, Viraha Ashtakam, 8 octets in separation from my spiritual master. Prior to the Tirubhav Utsav of Bhaktisiddhanta in February 1959, Srila Prabhupada, he was feeling intense separation from his Guru. Of course, he understood, as any genuine disciple understands, that the Guru Vani, the instructions of the spiritual master, are more important than Vapu, physical presence. And that the spiritual master, the presence, we say the Vapu, you can say the Vapu is in the Vani. And the Vani is in the Vapu. When the form is here, the Vani is emanating from that form. And we're perceiving the instructions and getting guidance and correction and knowledge and philosophy and ultimately bhava and prem from the sacred holy words of the spiritual master. But in his absence, then in his instructions, he is personally present. So in separation from Guru, then Guru is there in his Vapu is in his Vani. Very interesting point. Then in the instructions, in the teachings, in the words, in the teachings, instructions of the spiritual master, his form is there. In one purport in fourth canto, Prabhupada says the instructions of the spiritual master is the form direction of the super soul. The instructions of the spiritual master are the form direction of the super soul. So the super soul gives directions or gives shape or tangible guidance to a sincere sadhaka or spiritualist or disciple, and by appearing as a spiritual master and instructing that disciple, the instructions of the spiritual master are the form direction of the super soul. So what is the instructions and teachings and direction of the super soul? Which way does the super soul want us to go? How does he want us to progress? and come quickly back to him, back home, back to Godhead. The particularities and the specific instructions of the Super Soul are perceived and understood, are received, perceived and understood by hearing from the Spiritual Master. The Spiritual Master is the external representative of Chaitya Guru, of the Paramatma Super Soul. The Prabhupada understood that Guru is Guru Vapu, Sri Guru Vapu is present within his Vani. And that way Prabhupada was always with his Guru. But on this particular day in 1958, on the Tirubhavutsava of his Guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada was feeling very deeply the loss and separation from his Guru, who left this world on January 1st, 1937. So this is 1958. 37 from 58 is 21 years. 21 years of separation. After 21 years of separation, Prabhupada wrote this Viraha Ashtakam. And he composed this in December 1958. And there's, as I said, there's 8 prayers. We wanted to read one, which is Ashtama Ashtak. This is the last, the 8th prayer. It's titled, If Only You Would Come Again. That's a big if. We have this phrase in English, if. Sometimes people ask someone, if you were the richest man in the world, what would you do? Oh, if I was the richest man in the world, then I would eliminate all poverty. And I would make sure everyone has plenty of food and nice house and clothing, and I would arrange for everyone to be educated freely, and so many things. So if sometimes people independently dream like that, if I had $1 million, boy, I would do this and that. And, if I had it my way, I'd live in Radhakund, and my husband would send money from Japan every month and by Western Union, and then he would come once a year and I would hold his hand and kiss him once or twice, and in this way I would keep him happy. And if isn't this thing, if I had my way, my wife would be humble and submissive and be cooperative with my mother and be really sweet and kind, and she'd be a good cook. And but that if never happens. So if is like that. If is one of these funny words. If, but. There's a group of words that are extremely problematic in English. If only you would listen to me. If only it happened this way. If. But. So Prabhupada, in all seriousness, he's saying, if only you would come again. I haven't seen you for 21 years. Your holy form, your smile, your frown, your chastisement. I've been away from you for 21 years. But if only you would come again. Chaitanya seva nahi nirjana bhajane mujaile bhara bhara tava nija jane. This is Prabhupada's first pada of this 8th Shloka or 8th octet. Prabhupada is saying, Sri Chaitanya Seva, Nahi Nirjan Bhajan. Lord Chaitanya's method of Seva is not performed by solitary worship. Bhujaila Bhara Bhara Tava Nija Jane. You stress this point again and again when training your disciples. So Srila Prabhupada is remembering some teachings of his guru, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and he's saying that, Guru Maharaj, you always emphasize that you want to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you want to be a Gaudiya Vaishnava, then you can't be a Gaudiya Vaishnava by sitting alone in a quiet, solitary place doing nirjan. Nirjan means nobody else, just you, solitary bhajan. He's saying this is nirjan bhajan. He said, Bhujaila, you tried to make your disciples understand again and again, Nija Jana, your own. Nirjana Bhajane, Tava Nija Jane. Very nice poetry. Nirjana, Nirjan Bhajan, Tava Nijajan. Nija means your own disciples. Please understand, it's not by Nirjan Bhajan you can please Lord Chaitanya. Jagai Madai Udari Prabhudaya Kare Se Sehi Se Prachar Karya Bujale Sabare. You explain to all of us that our preaching method is in the mood of Lord Chaitanya when he showed mercy to deliver the rascals Jagai and Madhai. So this is the compassion. Jagai Madai Udari. Udhara means welfare, deliver. Prabhu means Lord Chaitanya. Dayakari. Prabhu Dayakari. He showed mercy. Sehise. Like that, our prachar, karya. You try to make everyone understand that this is our preaching. This is our seva to Lord Chaitanya. It's like neti neti. Not this, but this. Not sitting alone, working on individual development or personal improvement or progress, but helping others, going out to the Jagai Madhais and helping them. And this is how he was training his disciples, like this, to preach and show mercy like Lord Chaitanya. Jagat Bhariya Geche Jagai Madhai Sabahi Hariche Bhatta Chaitanya Nitai. Now the Jagat Bhara means heavily laden. Bhara, heavy, means the whole Jagat is filled up with Jagais and Madhais. Jagat Bhariya Geche Jagai Madhai. Geche means gone. The whole universe is gone Jagai and Madhai. Everybody's gone. Everyone's gone that way. Everyone is enrolled in the Jagai Madhai Sampraday. All drunkards everywhere. All womanizers. All drug traffickers. Everyone terrorizing each other. And this is Jagai Madhai. Sabahayachi Bhatta Chaitanyanitai. The world is now filled up with many Jagais and Madhais to deliver. Everyone is anxiously awaiting for the arrival of Chaitanya Nitai's mercy. Hena kale tume jari abara asite punar bhara se bhave kirtana kahite. If at such times as these you were personally to return to this material world, once more chanting the holy names and preaching in the same merciful mood of the Lord. So here, Prabhupada is, Srila Prabhupada is anxious that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati would return to this world. If you would come, punarbhar se bhav kirtan gahite. Se bhav, and with that bhav, kirtan, se bhav kirtan gahite. Punarbhara. If you would come again, my dear master, Asan Lila. If you would come again, my dear master, bhav kirtan gahite. Gaya, like we say, Gaya, gone. Prabhupada is in his viraha from Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, he's saying, oh, my master, if you would come again, because he, in the previous verse, he was saying, everyone, he's saying, Sabha Bhatta Chaitanya Nitai. Everyone's waiting for Chaitanya and Nitai to come and show the path of bhakti, the path of purity. And how will they find that path? They'll find the path of Chaitanya Nitai's mercy, or the path of perfection, by the mercy of Guru. And Prabhupada's remembering, or Srila Prabhupada's remembering his own Guru's kirtan. He says, Punar bhara se bhav bhav kirtan gahite. Oh my Guru Maharaj, when this is what I'm missing. Of course I have your vani, and for the last 21 years I'm following your vani and trying to preach and write my Bhagavat, distribute my Bhagavat Darshan back to Godhead. It's 1958. And I'm contemplating, I'm vanaprast, and I'm thinking of sannyas. 1 year before Prabhupada took sannyas, he wrote this Vira Ashtakam. But I'm remembering your Vapu. And when your Vapu was here, is Bhav Kirtan Gahiche. Gahite. Gahite. When you would chant kirtan, that was bhav kirtan. Kirtan full of bhav. Bhav. Feelings, love, attachment, surrender, prem, bhav, kopi bhav. Your kirtan was like this because you're Nayana Mani Manjari. You're Nayana Mani Manjari. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Bimla Prasad. If you would come and the people would hear this Bhav Kirtan, surely they would easily take up the mercy of Chaitanya Nitai and attain, follow that path of Gaudiya Sampradaya and attain the prema of Braj. If at such times as these, Hena Kale Tume Jadi Abara Asite, if you were to come once again, if you were personally to return to this world, Punar Bhar, Se Bhav Kirtan Gahite, and once more chanted that Bhav Nam, that Bhav Kirtan, and preached in that same merciful mood of the Lord, Punayadi Digante, Prachara Haita, Anande Lokasabha, Hata Uchalita. And if there were enthusiastic preaching activities again taking place in every direction, then all the people, as before when you were personally here 21 years ago, they would all be stirred up into blissful excitement. Uchalita. Dik digante. Puna dik digante. Prachar. If you would again come here and preach in all directions, he went, Lord Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati preached all over India. And he went to Burma, and he went to Bangladesh, and he went to Nepal. He went all over the perimeters and borders of India and sent his disciples to Germany and Burma and England, preaching. Dik digante prachar haita. And what would happen if you were doing like that? If you were preaching and all these prachar, there's two things that I'm missing that you were doing 21 years ago when you were personally here with your Guru Vapu. You are performing Bhav. Bhav Kirtan Gahite. Bhav Kirtan Gahite. Dik Digante Prachar. Prachar and Bhav Kirtan. You are preaching Dik Digante. In all directions you are preaching Braj Bhav, Gopika Bhakti. Mahaprabhu's mercy and Mahaprabhu's message. And everywhere you are singing Bhav Kirtan Gahite. And if people in all directions, if they would hear your Bhav Kirtan Gahite, if they would hear your Bhav Kirtan and hear your Prachar, then what would happen? Ananda Lokasabha Hatta Uchalita. All the people, Lokasabha. And we say the Lokasabha or something, that's the Parliament House. We say Parliament House in English. You say Lok Sabha. I mean, like we say Vaishnava Raja Sabha. That means Sabha means the assembly, where they all get, all the Lok get together, the representative, where the people are represented there. Anande Lokasabha Hatte Uchalita. That if they heard, if all the people heard your Bhav Kirtan and your Prachar, then what would happen? They would all become full of bliss. Bliss, transcendental bliss. And Uchalita, they would be stirred up, they would be elated, ulas, they would be joyful. They would be stirred up in blissful excitement. Verse, then this is Pada 6. Gambira Hongkare Tava Pashandi Palata Chaitanya Kataya Jivir Hridaya Bharita. Bhakti Siddhanta, O Guru Maharaj, your profound roaring would cause demons and atheists to flee, and your narrations of Lord Chaitanya's message would fill the hearts of all sincere souls. Gambir Hunkare Tava Pashandi Palata. Gambir means you're very deep. You're very deep. Gambir means deep. Deep. Your deep roaring. Tava Pashande. Your deep hunkar, your ecstatic chanting, loud roaring and preaching, forceful, bold preaching. All the Pashandi Palata, they ran away. They chased away all the Pashandis. Atheists. Chaitanya Kata, Jivara Hridaya Bharita. You are filling up the hearts, Bharita, Bharita Jivara Hridaya. You're filling up the hearts of all the jivas with Kata, Chaitanya Kata, Gaur Kata, Gaur Leela, Puna prithivite sava pade jeta sada tamara virahe aja sava manihara. Again, Puna, the whole world would be excitedly bustling with good tidings. But now, in your absence, my Guru Maharaj, everyone is mourning, lamenting the loss of the most precious treasure. Puna prithivite sava pade jeta sava sada. Sada, the hubbub of excitement. All the people be bustling with good tidings. The hubbub, sada, sada. Sabha, sab, pare, jeta, sada. A hubbub of excitement. Tama virahai aj, sab manihar. But today, in your separation, tama viraha, guru viraha, Guru Viraha, in your separation today, Manihar, there is no jewel here anymore. There is no treasure in this world. Without you, there is no treasure in this world. Money means treasure, gem, jewel, treasure. Manihara means it's taken away. You've left. 21 years ago, you left this world. And when you left, the treasure, the diadem of this world was taken away. Diadem, the crest gem, the crest jewel. Shiromani, Chudamani, the crest jewel was taken away from this world. Because Radharani called you back, your Nayanamani Manjari called you back to her inner circle of Sakhi Manjaris, Palidasi Manjaris, to serve her there in Kunjas with your Kamala Manjari, your Sakhi, your Prabhu, your father, your Bhaktivinoda. That most precious treasure, Sava Manihara, everyone, you have left, so Aj Sava, everyone is feeling that separation and the loss of that most precious treasure, that most beloved person known as Sri Guru. Now in your absence, everyone is crying, everyone is lamenting, everyone is unhappy and mourning the loss of you, our most precious treasure. This is text 8. Jivera dhara duki Srila Prabhupad Viraha vasare tava hari avasad. This is our Prabhupada glorifying his Srila Prabhupada. Because in 1958, when Srila Prabhupada wrote this prayer, he, Prabhupada, didn't know any other Prabhupada but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So he's addressing him, Srila Prabhupad, that great master, that great enlightened, pure, loving devotee of Radha and Govinda, at whose feet everyone takes shelter, the guardian of devotion, the protector of the treasure of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Prem Sankirtan movement, Srila Prabhupada. And then later, our Srila Prabhupada started ISKCON, and then in 1972 or 3, I think, his disciples asked if they could call him Srila Prabhupada. They said, all right, if you insist, after so many years. Oh, it said, Prabhupada gave some lecture from the Bhagavatam. He said it, sometimes the guru is known as Vishnupada or Prabhupada. That's there in one shloka. So then disciples prevailed upon Srila Prabhupada. Of course, he was known as Swamiji. From 1966 until 1973, everyone called him Swamiji or Maharaj or Swamiji. And they prevailed upon him and asked if they could call him Srila Prabhupada. Some great humility and compassion for his disciples, and seeing this as an opportunity to remember his own Gurudev by hearing the name Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada accepted that heartfelt desire of his disciples. And from then on, from 73 until 77, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Swamiji was known as Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada's 32nd Tirubhavutsava Mahotsav Ki Jai. The translation to this Jivara Dharada Dukhi Srila Prabhupada Viraha Vasure Tava Hari Avasad. O Srila Prabhupada, you personally suffer to see the suffering of the fallen conditioned souls. On this day of your separation, I am utterly despondent. Jivara Dharada Dukhi. Jivara Dharada. Dharada means pain. Dukhi. Dukhi, of course, means unhappiness. So the jivas are greatly suffering. Viraha Vasare. Viraha Vas means this day. On this day, the anniversary of your... the anniversary day of your separation. Viraha Vasare. Tavahari Avasad. I'm seeing, Hari means I'm seeing, I'm observing this day of your separation, and Avasad, I've lost all my spirit. I am, and the translation is given, on this day of your separation, Vira Avasare, I am utterly despondent. And literally Avasad means I've lost all spirit. I have no will to live anymore. In French, there's a term called ennui, E-N-N-U-I, ennui or ennui, which means it's a psychological problem where someone loses the desire to live. It often happens in young children, as described in psychology books. Children are 5 or 6, 7 years old, they sometimes manifest this psychological tendency. They don't want to live. They want to die or commit suicide. Ennui. They lose the desire to live. That's some bad karma or whatever. So our Srila Prabhupada is feeling this avasad. While observing this day, he's feeling, well, why carry on without you? I have your vani, but I'm missing so much your form and your bhav kirtan and your prachar and your gambira hunkari, your deep and loud roaring, causing all the atheists to flee. Pashandi Palata. Tomara virahi prabhu virare ridai viraha vedhana kichu prakashe abhai. So in this eighth pada, Prabhupada is mentioning the name of his guru, Srila Prabhupada, and in closing his vira ashtakam, with this last verse of this last octet, he's mentioning his name, which is generally the standard when writing a Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava Bhajan. And the last line, the name of the author is Narottama Dasa Kohi, Bhaktivinoda, etc. The name of the author is there. Tomara Virahi Prabhu Vidare Ridhai Viraha Vedana Kichu Prakashe Abhai. O Master, in your absence, my heart is broken. Abhai is hereby revealing only a small glimpse of his wretched sorrow and separation. Tamara Virahe Prabhu. O Prabhu, O Guru, O Gurudev, O Master, in your separation, vidare ridaya. Vidare ridaya means my heart is splitting in two. The English is my heart is broken. That's nice, maybe poetic English. But the word vidare means split, severed, cut in half. Something's broken, it implies you can glue it back together. Maybe it's not completely broken or can be restored. Your car gets broken, you fix it and drive again. But if you split your heart in half, then you can't glue it together again. Vidare ridaya. My heart, in your separation, 21 long years, O Gurudev. Prabhupada is saying, I haven't seen your beautiful form and heard your sweet word in kirtan. My heart is split in half. I just split. Viraha vedana. And so much in this separation, I'm So much sorrow. Kichu, Vedana Kichu, Prakash. I've only shown Kichu, Alpa, Torah. Very, very little bit of my sorrow I've opened up in this Viraha Ashtakam. Because I can't even express the deep depth of my separation and my dukkhi, my unhappiness and sorrow and separation from you. But I am writing this and recording this Viraha Ashtakam so you get some idea. Oh Master, in your absence, my heart is broken. Abhay is hereby revealing only a small glimpse of his wretched sorrow and separation. This Ashtakam was written in 1958. It's a Viraha Ashtakam by Srila Prabhupada. And it was submitted to his godbrother, Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj, who, of course, a year later, in 1959, awarded Srila Prabhupada sannyas in Mathura and the Gaudiya Math, Keshavji Gaudiya Math. This Viraha Ashtakam was published in the Gaudiya Patrika magazine. 8 stanzas on separation from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati in volume 10, number 11, February 1959. In time for Srila Bhakti Sananda Saraswati's disappearance anniversary. And Prabhupada wrote in 1958, and Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj in 1959, he published it. And that's interesting because that was in February 59, this Ashtakam was published. And Srila Prabhupada, in that same year, 1959, he took sannyas from Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj. And because of that, taking sannyas, Prabhupada came to America and saved us. So we wrote some small something here about serving Guru in separation, because our Guru, Srila Prabhupada, has been separated from our vision for 32 years, 1977. And I would like to just speak this. We can see many similarities between the Viparlamba Seva of Radha and Krishna and the moods and activities of a disciple serving his beloved Gurudev in separation after the disappearance of the spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the 6 Goswamis, they taught how to serve in separation by their lives and their works, or their writings. Lord Chaitanya and the 6 Goswamis were always searching, looking everywhere for Radha and Krishna, and crying out for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Everything is void or vacant, empty, because I cannot see Krishna. He Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite He Nanda Suno Kutaha. Where are you, Radha? Oh, Krishna! Oh, Brajagopis, where are you? Bhajan, devotion, serving. Bhajan means to become mad after Krishna. We should try to perform bhajan in separation, in the mood of separation. Viparlamba Seva. Srila Prabhupada once said, perfection. What does it mean, perfection? And Krishna consciousness. He said, perfection means you must become mad after Krishna. Prabhupada said this. Perfection. What is perfection? What is, we say, spiritual perfection. The path of perfection. We have that book. This is a line of becoming crazy. Who is at the head of our sampradaya? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Was he crazy? He was mad. Totally unmad. Totally mad, intoxicated with the Divyon Mad, Mananakya Mahabhava Srimati Radharani. He was totally mad. And he's the leader of our sampradaya. He's the godfather, the grandfather. Nimai Sampradaya, as it's mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar, Nahari Chakravarti says this is the Nimai Sampradaya, followers of Nimai Pandit. Sachinandan, Gaurahari, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Prem Nam Sankirtan movement. He was mad. So Prabhupada says, perfection means you must become mad after Krishna. In a similar way, we should perform our Guru Seva with so much intensity, so much dedication, and so much attention to details and attention in general, that we become mad and separation from Sri Gurudev. We should become mad after Guru. Service and separation. What does it mean to serve and separation? It means to have union and separation. Service severs the physical laws of time and space. We ascend through sound, transcendental vibration, Shabda Brahman. The spiritual master, the Sadguru, the spiritual master in sound, he never leaves. The spiritual master never leaves the true disciple, the Sad Shishya. The Sadguru never leaves the Sad Shishya. The spiritual master is not lost or forgotten. The art of service, what is the art of service? What is the art of serving Krishna? We have the art of chanting Hare Krishna. What is the art of serving? The art of serving means to hear of the spiritual master, Sri Guru. Hear from him, hear his words, hear his teachings, hear his instructions, and then immediately assimilate his instructions, his vani, Guru Vani. Immediately assimilate, absorb, imbibe his instructions in your mind and senses. And then manifest that sound vibration, that Guru Vani, manifest that Shiksha in service. This is hearing from the spiritual master. In other words, there's the gyan and the vigyan, or the theory and the practice. There's hearing and action. Hear, then act. Hear, assimilate, absorb, and act. Not like hear and, maybe I do, maybe I don't. We should hear the instruction, the order, the guru agya, the order, the instructions, immediately act. This is the art of service. This is the real Sad Shishya who is serving the Sadguru. So many disciples, they hear and, okay, that's nice. Maybe someday I'll think about it. Maybe someday I may even act upon what I've heard. Maybe not. I'm a free agent. Do what I want. Bhakti is free. It's voluntary. It's not a prison. You can accept Guru and follow him, or you can accept him partially and follow him partially, accept him fully. Krishna's the same way. The art of service. Hear from Guru, assimilate his instructions, and carry them out, basically. Assimilate in the mind and senses, and then manifest that sound vibration. Because if Guru is giving Shabda Brahman, Guru is vibrating transcendental sound to liberate us from birth and death, to fill us with the love of Krishna, to make us recipients of Krishna's prem, Radha's prem. So we have to assimilate that Shabda in our mind and senses. Then we manifest that Shabda. We manifest that in service. This is hearing. The Guru's tongue and voice are not limited. Guru Vani, we hear this term, Guru Vani, because we're talking about Guru Vapu. But now we're talking about serving Guru and separation. This theme of this talk is Guru Seva and separation. So now we don't have the Vapu to serve. We can't cook for him. We can't wash his clothes or massage him or drive him somewhere. We can't serve his form. So we're talking about the Vani. So now we're talking about the Vani. This is the art of service, because this is the main thing, the Vani, Guru Vani. Assimilate the Vani, the Shabda, the Shabda Brahman. That's why he says it. The Guru is, the spiritual master is in sound. He never leaves the true disciple. He's eternally present. The Guru is always present in his Nam Rup, the Vani Rup. Vani Rup, Guru Vani Rup, the form of Guru in his sound vibration, Shabda Brahman. The spiritual master is never lost or forgotten to the true disciple. Guru Vani, the words and teachings of Guru, they have no beginning and they never end. So it's not that my Guru left or my Guru's not here. He's always here. Because Shabda Brahman is, Brahman is eternal. It's eternal sound vibration, transcendental vibration. Guru lives in that. He's wrapped with that. He manifests that. He expands that. He lives in that. He serves that, distributes Shabda Brahman. The Guru Vani, the words and teachings of Guru, they have no beginning and they never end. They have no beginning and they never end in the heart of the disciple who can actually hear. Very interesting. The words and teachings, the words and teachings of Sri Guru are called Guru Vani. They have no beginning because they come from Krishna. Krishna is eternal. Krishna's message of Bhagavad Gita, we say the immortal message of truth. The immortal, eternal message. Perennial philosophy, sometimes I write on the back of the Gita. Perennial philosophy. The eternal song of God. God's song is going on. God sang the same song. God sang the song Bhagavad Gita. Gita means song. Gita, Gopi Gita. The song of Bhagavan. Bhagavan sang this song to Arjuna 5,000 years ago in Kurukshetra. But Krishna is always, he's a famous singer. Krishna is very famous. Like we have some famous pop star. He goes to Europe and he sings. And he has a big following. Mick Jagger. Or whatever. I don't know who's the big people now. But I'm a little dated. But some big guy goes here and he goes to Australia and he even comes to India. Everybody, so many fans, he's popular in this world. He's a big singer. But Krishna is a big singer. He goes to Surya Loka. He goes to the sun planet and he sings the song of Bhagavad Gita. He did his performance there. He did a huge performance there 120 million years ago. 120 million years ago, Krishna went there and did a concert. He did a huge concert in the sun planet. So many devas came and the stadium was like Woodstock. All the demigods came there and heard the concert. And he sang his famous song. Tahino shvinyata dehi komaram yovanam jara tata dehantara praptir dirastata namuyati. He sang this song of eternal truth, Shabda Brahman, to Suryadev. And then again he sang the song Kurukshetra. And then he went to New York and he sang the song on Second Avenue in 1966. Prabhupada was singing that song that he learned from his guru. That's the eternal words of Krishna that are vibrated in the heart and mind and words of the spiritual master, the Guru Vani. So that sound, that Shabda Brahman, has no beginning, no end. It's eternal. The Guru Vani has no beginning and never ends in the heart of the true disciple, who can actually hear and hear correctly. Separation from Sri Guru heightens the disciple's realization and appreciation of the unique qualities of his spiritual master. What is the value? What is the value? What is the contribution or benefit of separation? There is some benefit. Everything is beneficial. Guru's Diksha is beneficial. Guru's darshan is beneficial. Guru's sangha is beneficial. Guru's seva is beneficial. And Guru's vani is beneficial. And Guru's vapu is beneficial. And Guru's separation is beneficial. Viraha. Guru viraha. Separation from Guru is also beneficial. And all are arranged by Krishna. Krishna brings the Guru before us and Krishna takes the Guru away from us. So this is all the udar, the welfare and benefit that's showered upon the conditioned soul, eager for perfection by the causeless mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam yasya prasadam nagati katopi. By the mercy of Krishna one receives Guru, and by the mercy of Guru one attains Krishna and Vrindavan. And the eternal service of Radha Govinda in the groves of Vrindavan. Niti Nikunja Seva. So this is the values. What is separation from Guru Viraha? What does it do? It heightens the disciple's realization. He increases and improves his realization of who is my guru? What is my guru's contribution to me? What is the internal identity of my guru? How is he pleasing and satisfying Krishna? Krishnananda and the Guru Gayatri. Krishnananda. How is he giving pleasure to Krishna and Radha in his Nitya Sarup and his Siddhadeya? So the realization of the identity and the contribution of the guru increases in separation, and the appreciation of the guru appreciates in separation. We realize in separation and Guru Viraha, we get deep realizations and appreciation of the unique qualities of our spiritual master. Disappearance, when the guru disappears, or disappearance of the guru, forces the disciple to come to a higher standard in his relationship with Sri Guru. Because you can't just send him a message on your cell phone and eagerly wait for the reply. Or you can't send him an email or meet with him on chat line and talk to him in Jagannath Puri from Switzerland or Japan. This disappearance forces the disciple to come to a higher standard in his relationship with Sri Guru. He must search his heart for the presence of Guru. He must search his mind for the presence of Guru. And he must find a meeting place there in his heart and mind where he can always meet. The Guru's bhajan kutir must be established in the heart of the disciple. Guru has his bhajan kutir and his samadhi stali, samadhi pit, his pushpa samadhi or his shadir, his full body samadhi. Prabhupada's full body samadhi is in Vrindavan and Ramanreti at the feet of, in the dust of the feet of Radhasham Sundar. And he has his pushpa samadhi on the banks of the Ganga in Mayapur, at the dust of the feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the Pancha Tattva. But in disappearance and separation, the disciple establishes the bhajan kutir in his heart. He establishes his bhajan kutir in his heart, and he establishes the samadhi of the guru in his own heart. So he's always approaching the bhajan kutir of the guru and taking instructions in his heart, going to the bhajan kutir, offering dandavat pranams to his guru, O Srila Prabhupada, I would like to report to you my service for today. And I tried somehow to carry out your instruction to me for today. Now please, you give me a new instruction. So then Gurudev will speak from within the heart and his sadhaka rup from inside the bhajan kutir, of Guru's bhajan kutir within our heart. And then at other times, the sadshishya will go to the other chamber of his heart. And in the other chamber of his heart, the samadhi, the Guru's, Srila Prabhupada's samadhi is there, in the other chamber of his heart. And he will go to the samadhi and he will cry. He will lie down there in the samadhi in his heart, and he will cry, and he'll do prakrama of Prabhupada's divine form in the samadhi within his heart. Then he'll cry and he'll pray to Prabhupada, O Prabhupada, now I understand, and you're in your siddhadeya, and you're serving in the Nikunj. You're very expert arranging for the different pastimes of the divine couple and calling everyone together and rendering service there alongside of Kamala Mandri and Nayana Mandri, and your divine form as a Palidasi Mandri of Radharani. And you have entered Nitya Leela and you left me here. I'm feeling your separation. When will you reveal everything about my eternal identity so I can serve you perfectly and fully and in the Kunja Leela of Radha Govind and Vrindavan? So I'm lying here in your samadhi in my heart and waiting for this inspiration. So in this way, the sadshishya and separation from his guru, the bhajan kutir and the samadhi in his heart. Sometimes people say, are you going to the samadhi? Are you going to Prabhupada's samadhi and take darshan? And they say, yes, I'm going. But if someone is on the other side of the world, like so many God brothers, they're on the other side of the world and they're Prabhu Datta Desh, And they can't be in Vrindavan at Prabhupada's Samadhi. So that means, oh, they haven't gone to Prabhupada's Samadhi on this Tirubhava Utsav, or some of other God brothers that are preaching here or there around the world and carrying out Prabhupada's mission. But they also have Prabhupada's Samadhi in their heart. And they're also going to that Samadhi in their heart. And they're doing their puja there. They're doing their Mansi puja. And of course, they're conducting also wherever they are, they're conducting some ceremony like this. So it's not that, you know, the Kanishtha thinks that, oh, you didn't go to the Samadhi. But the Sadshishya, he's always with the Samadhi. The Samadhi is always in his heart. And the Bhajan Kutir of his Guru is always in his heart. And that's the proof of the sincerity of the disciple. That he always feels the presence of the Guru in his heart, in his Sadakarup and his Siddharup. Guru has Sadakarup, as Sri Guru, preaching in this world and distributing Bhav Kirtan and distributing this Gauranga Prachara, this Chaitanya Katha and this Radha Krishna Katha, Hari Katha and Chaitanya Katha, as Prabhupada was glorifying his Guru. The Guru is doing that in a Sadak Rup, and in a Siddha Rup he's serving in Nikunja Lila of Radha Madhav, Jaya Radha Madhav Kunja Vihari, Gopi Janavallabha, Giri Varadari. So disappearance forces the disciple to come to a higher standard in his relationship with Sri Guru. There is no more physical presence, no more direct guidance, no more chastisement, no more correction. No loving touch, a blessing or a slap. Now in separation, the disciple, we must realize Srila Prabhupada's presence in his instructions, in his mission, and in remembering his activities. Separation teaches a lesson to make the disciple fit to gain Sri Guru's association eternally in Goloka Dham. So now in separation from our Guru, we must realize our Guru's presence in his instructions. What did he teach us? What did he instruct to us? What was his mission and his activities? We should remember them. And this, the final lesson of separation from Guru, teaches us, it makes us fit and qualifies us to gain the eternal association of our beloved Gurudev and Sri Goloka Dham. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So that was our offering of Viraha. Prabhupada wrote his Viraha Ashtakam, which we spoke on one verse, and then we mentioned something in the separation of our Srila Prabhupada. So this concludes our offerings to Srila Prabhupada on this 32nd Tirubhava.